We are talking about more of Jesus in our lives. There is an answer to your personal problems. There's an answer to your marital problems. There's an answer to your family problems. There's an answer to problems in this community and in this nation and around the world. And the answer is more of Jesus. See, if you believe that when you got born again, you got all there was, you were misinformed. You got all that you allowed God to put in your life at that time. God is infinite in every measure. And there is more available for those that will receive Him. The key is to understand that in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, Colossians 2:8. And to understand, according to the Scripture, there is a key for you increasing in Him. You first must decrease in yourself. John the Baptist said it best, I must decrease. Shout out, I must decrease. He must increase. That is the secret to your victory. That is the secret to receiving more and more and more throughout your life. And it's entirely up to you. But you have to remember one important principle, Colossians 3:3, for you died and your life is now hid with God in Christ. You're supposed to be dead. Look at your neighbor and smile and say, your problem is you're still alive. Every good thing He has for us, every benefit, every blessing, more of His love, His presence, His wisdom, His power, His truth, His character, His goodness is found in Him, in you decreasing and in Him increasing in your life. He is willing to, impart more than you've ever known before. You just have to be willing to take upon the principle of Scripture of decreasing. You know, people came to John the Baptist and said, aren't you concerned that disciples are leaving you and going to Jesus? He wasn't fazed by that. He simply said, that's the way it's supposed to be. He's the master, I'm the servant. He must what? Increase, I must decrease. In the world, the philosophy is, if I'm going to get anywhere, then I have to increase, I have to promote myself, I have to bless myself. No, you don't. God knows how to favor and bless you right where you are. If you will make up your mind to walk as a person who's intentionally decreasing and allowing God to increase in your life. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I want to just go over these benefits of being in Him and with Him because I want you to understand how amazing life He has for you. Smile at somebody and say, He's got a great life for you. A blessed life for you. And then when I get done with these, what I want to do is remind you how, as much as God wants you to increase and wants to do more in your life, wants to give you more Jesus and everything that's attached to that, the devil does not want you to, nor does religion want you to. But Satan confess it boldly, I'm taking the more. More Jesus in 2024. I mean, that's a recipe for success in any year. But according to the Word of God, in Him we have life. John 1:4. The Bible tells us that life is in Him, and it's the light of all mankind. And not just any kind of life, but the Zoe life, the God kind of life. Not just natural life, not just physical life, but the very life of God. In Him we're sons of God. Aren't you glad for that? Galatians 2:26, for in Christ Jesus, you're all sons of God through faith. Shout it out, I'm glad to be one of His. In Him we are a new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he is what? A new creation. When Timothy first learned this scripture, it was, if any man be in Christ, he's a new preacher. That's true too. He's not preaching that garbage. Start preaching good things in Jesus' name. In Him we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, Ephesians 2:10. What that really means is you are His masterpiece. You are the apex of His creative ability. You are the best He ever made. Don't be impressed with star systems and with mountains and with planets. It's you He's impressed with. But to get you to function at the apex, he has to have the Lord in your life, running your life, calling the shots. Can I have an amen? Amen. In him there is no condemnation. There's therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Aren't you glad there's no condemnation?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference what you've done. Your business is not the devil's business. And I know there's some pretty shady characters in here. Anybody here have a past? I said, does anybody in here have a past? I'm going to ask you again, does anybody in here have a past? It's past. It's not your present and it's not your future. More Jesus means more intimacy and not more condemnation. Glory to God. I think you ought to praise him. Amen. He has set you free from that nonsense. Glory to God. You're not the drug addict, the alcoholic. Amen. You're not the failure. You're not less than everybody else. You're who he created you to be. When you allowed him to come in and you gave your life to him, you tap into all that he has for you. Glory to God. In him there's no condemnation. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. I tell you, anytime you hear the concept, in him we have redemption, you should stop and think what that means. It means you've been redeemed from the curse. You've been redeemed from what? Spiritual death. You have been redeemed from sickness and disease. You have been redeemed from poverty. People preach Jesus, well, accept Jesus and be forgiven and go to heaven. And that's the end of their teaching, the end of their theology. That's not the end. That's the beginning. In him, you have redemption. In him, you have so many amazing benefits. Why would you want to turn to anybody else? Why would you want to live for anybody else? Say it with me. I've been redeemed. Say it. I have been redeemed. That's why you don't let somebody curse you. Don't let some human being put their mouth on you and curse you. You're blessed of God. You've been redeemed from spiritual death. You've got nothing but life in front of you. You'll live out your natural days in victory. I'm prophesying to somebody. You're going to live out your natural days in victory, and then you'll go on to victory in him in Jesus' name. Victory to victory. You're not going to walk around accepting sickness and disease. You've been redeemed from that in him. You didn't accept a false Jesus, a cultural Jesus, an American Jesus. You accepted Jesus, amen, of the scriptures, Jesus of the prophetic word. And he came to heal those that were oppressed of the enemy. You continue to press in for your wholeness and your soundness. Not concerned about your bad report. I'm concerned about what his report is. And when you need to believe whose report, church? The report of the Lord. You're redeemed from spiritual death. You're redeemed from sickness and disease. And you're redeemed from poverty. Well, haven't you listened to the news, Pastor? Not really. Not interested. Too busy listening to some good news. Good news that says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Too busy listening to what the word says about his promises to take care of you. You've got to understand that when you gave your life to Christ, amazing things happened. And the more you press in, the more you'll enjoy that redemption. Say it with me. Spiritual death. Sickness, disease. Poverty. I've been redeemed. In him we possess every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You are just plain blessed, and you have the blessing of Abraham, and you have the blessing of a new covenant. You have the blessing of God. Amen. You are blessed people.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. See, what you've got to discern is when Todd did what he just did, there was something tangibly placed on your life then. Come on, confess. All the men confess this. I will never, ever be the same in Jesus' name. In him you have received every kind of spiritual blessing. And every kind of spiritual blessing includes every kind of temporal, every kind of physical, every kind of mental, every kind of emotional impartation and blessing you need in life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at somebody and smile and say, it's great to be a follower of Jesus. Amen. Aren't you glad He's in your life today? Praise God. In Him we're more than conquerors. Through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. Shout it out. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. Come on, lift your hand up and say, we win. Again. Hallelujah. Do you know a righteous man falls seven times and does what? Yea, when I fall, the scripture says, I shall arise. All you have to do to get back into the victory mode is get up off the mat. I hear the Holy Ghost saying there's some people in this room today, you need to get up off the mat. You've been hugging that thing too long. That mat is not your friend. Hallelujah. In Him we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Philippians 4:13. Say all things. Say all things. I can do all things. In Him we are established, Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. We're established. One of the greatest things you'll ever hear somebody say about you is you are constant. You are consistent. You're steady. Say, I'm steady, consistent, immovable, always abounding. Like the Apostle Paul, none of these things move me. I have watched the past several years, the devil has kicked so many things up designed to move you. But just smile and say, it's too late. Already established. Already fixed. Already grounded. Amen. I already know who I am. See, that's the problem for you guys out here today. Listen to me carefully. It's too late for the devil to talk you out of who you are. You already found out who you are. You're fixed. A renewed mind is a powerful thing. When you cross that faith line, you cross that line of revelation, there's no going back. Amen. Some of y'all couldn't even fake being religious at this point. You're ruined to religion. You go back and hang out with some of your religious people, they're going to go, what meaneth this? And who are you? Glory to God. In Him we are adopted. Predestined for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. Ephesians 1:5. You're adopted. You're part of the family. Like Creflo says, you're part of the Am family. God is I Am, and you're part of the family, so you're part of the Am family. You am healed. You am blessed. You am prosperous. Amen. Yes. You am victorious. Hallelujah. Say it, I'm part of the Am family. Not the Adams family. Right. Different sermon. In Him we're brought near to God, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. How wonderful it is to know that when you gave your life to Christ, amen, the barrier between you and the Father was forever broken. You will always have a Father, and He cares for you. I tell you, it's so important to hear those words. But if you don't have one, or if yours is not on this earth anymore, know how engaged your Heavenly Father is. The powerful words. A few weeks ago on Mother's Day, my brother-in-law, representing the hundreds of thousands of souls that have been saved in Lakewood Church in 60 years, was interviewed by Joe Osteen, and he told his testimony how he basically had just taken enough heroin to die, literally kill himself, and people were praying for him, and somebody called him and said, you ought to go to church. And so he went to church to Lakewood on a Sunday morning and sat through the service and nothing happened. He came back that night. Should have been dead by now with all the heroin that he took. How many think God is a gracious God and a kind and loving God? And so he, and y'all can watch this interview. It's a powerful, powerful, in fact, it's the best job he ever did. It's wonderful. And he came back that night and heard a message, you know, and still reeling from life and the hurts and the wounds and everything, and what he's done with his life, involved in an outlaw lifestyle. And he goes out there in this little in a concrete area in Lakewood Church, and he prays a simple prayer. Lord, if what they're saying about you is real on the, you know, inside that church, then do what you've done for those people in my life. And his testimony is the Lord literally appeared to him. And took his hand and he saved him and delivered him, baptized him in the Holy Ghost, and took his hand and waved it by his head and completely delivered his mind to think straight. And then he took his hand and he touched his abdomen and his kidney and his liver, his kidneys and liver instantly healed. He sat in our living room on Lake of Egypt 2 or 3 years later with a doctor's report that he had the liver and kidneys of an 18-year-old after a needle heroin addict years and years and years destroyed his body. That's our God. Amen? Amen. I said, that's our God. Estranged from his father later on, hooked back up, and then his dad died. One time, Brother Osteen took him by the shoulders and said, I understand that your daddy is going on to be with the Lord. He looked him in the eyes and said, I'll be your daddy. And I'm telling you today, that's what the Lord is trying to tell you. He's got you square by the shoulders, men and women, and he's telling you, I'll be your daddy. Your daddy still heals. He still delivers. He still sets free. He still provides. You have a daddy. Come on, shout out, I have a daddy, and he cares about me. Some of y'all think, yeah, there's a daddy God, but he didn't care about me like that, just everybody else. No, he cares about you. Discern, understand, learn his nature and his character. He is for you. Amen. You know what? What he did for Ben, he'll do for you. Don't have any idea what you're going through. Amen. But the Lord does. Most people are very close to the chest of the things that they're going through, but your Heavenly Father knows exactly what's going on. Let him minister to you today. Amen. All you need is more Jesus. Smile at somebody and tell them, more of Jesus is the fix for every problem. Glory to God. In him we have triumph, 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who in Christ Jesus always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance and knowledge of him everywhere, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. You have been called to win, called to triumph. Some of you have been called losers all your life, but you're not a loser, you're a winner. And not just triumphing occasionally, triumphing in everything you put your hand to. Go ahead and look at your hands and say, these hands are anointed of God. Everything I put my hands to prosper because he always, come on, shout it out, always. How often? Always leads us in triumphant procession. Always. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm getting happy thinking about more Jesus in me. Yeah. Glory to God. In him, we're highly favored. Ephesians 2:7 said, in the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. You're favored today. Smile and say, I'm his favorite. Turn to somebody and say, you're his favorite. Turn to somebody else and say, you're his favorite. You're favored. I found out that favor is real. You access that favor by faith. By receiving the Lord, you receive a position of favor. And you can expect that favor in different dimensions of your life. Amen. I sense like a volcano today, favor about to bust out in the people's lives in this church. Would it be okay if it just bubbled up and exploded? Yeah. And you know, when a volcano explodes, everybody sees it. Yeah. Favor is never undercover. Come on, confess it. The favor of God in Christ is in me now. Renew your mind. You're not disfavored. You're not the black sheep of the family. No, you're not a second-class citizen. God does not forget your name. You're favored. Amen. Confess it. Say it boldly. I am the favored of God. When did that happen? The day you made Christ your Lord. He brought the favor with Him. This is your last year living with a disfavored mindset. Renew your mind and renew it and keep it renewed. Glory to God. Just one more I wanted to mention to you today. In Him, we are heirs. Romans 18, if we are God's children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Think about everything that Jesus owns. Think about everything that Jesus owns. Think about everything that Jesus owns. I'm going to keep saying it until you get it. Think about everything that Jesus owns. Jesus owns it all. And you're joint heirs. And you're stressing over a water bill. I'm a joint heir. Every benefit, everything with Him, in Him, is also mine. It's a mindset. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that's an awful lot of great reasons to give Him praise and honor and bless Him. Bless Him. Amen. More Jesus means everything we talk about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want y'all to see this clock right back there. That's a product of Timothy and Tyler. And according to them, they say I preach shorter since that clock's been up there. If I were tempted to get offended, but I can't do that because I preach against offense. I guess it could be worse. It could be red and blinking with a countdown on it. Amen. This sermon will self-destruct in 5 seconds. It's okay. I have learned how to do series. It doesn't matter, does it? I need you to see something, though, because as wonderful as the deposits are, there is a spirit in the modern church that is as old as what Jesus dealt with. And if I can do one thing today and deal with this permanently in your life, then this entire time together would be worth it. Are you here today?
All right.
Say, I'm a receiver today. Say, I'm a receiver. I can sit here and go through another 50 things you are in Christ. But if you allow man to talk you out of it, it's not going to do any good. And I don't understand that spirit, be honest with you. I don't understand people putting people down. I don't understand people stopping others from God's best, refusing God's best themselves, and then trying to block other people. I don't understand how it's important for you to put somebody else down to build yourself else up. I don't understand that mindset. I wasn't trained that way, wasn't raised that way. My mind's not been renewed that way. I don't understand how one ministry, you know, to build what they're doing has to say everybody else is doing it wrong. Why don't you just do what you're called to do and shut up? Did I say that? I did say that. Let me say that again. Why don't you just do what you're called to do and shut up?
All right.
There's no reason for it to distance yourself from everybody else and put everybody else down and say they're all doing it wrong. Just do what the Lord told you to do.
Amen.
You're not the grand corrector of the body of Christ.
That's right.
God did not give you a paddle.
No,
but you're about to get one if you don't stop it.
Yes.
He's the Father. He'll do the correcting.
Yes.
We don't have time for this nonsense. I want more of Jesus. I want everything on that list and everything else the Word says I have in Him And I'm not going to let some religious person talk me out of it. And I'm not going to stand by and let people talk you out of it either. Yeah, part of shepherding is protecting the ears and the hearts of God's people. God hadn't brought you this far to give your ear to somebody to hook you and cause you to doubt about the good things God has in your life. And it's nothing new. This spirit is nothing new. Jesus ran into this spirit everywhere he went. And he told him in Matthew 23, if you want to look at this. Verse 13, he's in a series of woes. And what this means is, woe to you. You have no idea what's about to happen to you because of your behavior. Woe to you, verse 13, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Look at this. You shut, look at that language, the kingdom of heaven in man's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Kingdom of God, God's ways of doing and being right. Kingdom of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the fullness of the deity in bodily form. Our lives are hidden in Christ. All these things come in with him. And there's that Pharisee. There's that teacher of the law. There's that hypocrite who doesn't want to go in, and because they won't go in, they don't want you to go in. But guess what? If somebody doesn't want to go into the things of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to go in anyway. If somebody doesn't want to go into healing, that's fine. That's their decision. But we're going to go on into healing in Jesus' name. Somebody doesn't want to go into deliverance, they have that right, but they don't have the right to shut the door on other people that want to go in. You want to go into the blessing of God? Don't go in, but you're not going to shut the door on the blessing of God to me. You have every right to reject the favor of God in your life. You have no right to reject the favor of God in my life, nor have you power to stop it in Jesus' name. None. Be aware of what you're dealing with here. Be aware of the spirit you're dealing with. You're dealing with a modern Pharisee spirit. Healing's passed away. Slam the door. That's your opinion. But I'm going to go ahead and walk through the door in Jesus' name.
Yes. All right.
Everything he offers, everything he died, all of his redemption, everything is available. Be careful. The Pharisee spirit is out there and larger than ever before. I ask myself, what's the point of what you're doing? Is your job to talk the people of God out of everything Jesus died to give them? Go wash cars. Go do something else. Maybe I'm just a little bit too pragmatic. But I think my job is to talk you into receiving the things that God promised you. Yes. And renewing your mind to what he said you could have. Yes. You have the devil talking people out of you, the world trying to talk you out of it, and now religious people rising up again. Well, let's all practice. Can we do this? Hold your hand up and say, here, talk to the hand, I'm not listening. Everything he did to impart into us, and somebody says you can't have it, be careful. What you expose your eyes and ears to, you'll get hooked by. Flirt with that spirit of Phariseeism and you might become one. And you can always spot that spirit because they're sad people. See, there were Pharisees, and then there were Sadducees. And the Sadducees didn't believe in a resurrection. That's why they were sad, you see? They were sad. Let me help you out here. Are you tracking with me for a moment? You can always tell, you know, When someone's doctrine lines up with the Word of God, because you're going to see certain manifestations, like joy, like love, like excitement. Brother Hagin used to say all the time, it's the Word you're excited about that's working for you. But these folks walk around with plain faces and they're miserable and they want everybody else to be miserable too. Amen. Instead of being like that, be filled with joy. Look, when your doctrine makes you mean, your doctrine's wrong. It's that simple. But when your belief system causes you to have great joy, great peace, hallelujah, great love in your life, glory to God, great joy, you're on to something.
That's right.
Anybody here have some joy?
Woo!
Joy better have some joy. Your name's Joy. You know what? She's on staff here, so we have joy in our office every week. Amen. And then joy wasn't enough, so we had to hire somebody named Grace. We needed Grace in the office too. We're not looking for anybody named Strife. Glory to God. The truth brings deliverance. The truth brings joy and victory and peace. All I'm saying is there's a spirit out there that refuses to go in. Don't be influenced by it. And don't let somebody shut the kingdom of God on your face. Excuse me. But instead, tap into everything He has for you. I hope you can see it because I see it. There's a wave coming.
Amen.
There's a wave coming. Say it, there's a wave coming. Say it, there's a wave coming.
There's a wave coming.
There's a wave coming.
There's a wave coming.
And this church is right in the middle of it. Can you see it?
Yes.
The goodness of God. The blessing of God. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You want more of Him.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Come on, stand to your feet and cry out. Say, I want more.
More, Lord.
I want more.
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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, my Father. Blessing. Worthy are you, Lord. You know, you're here today and you're not walking with Him. You have everything we talked about this morning right before you, a journey of victory in front of you. You just need to receive Him. All over this building is Heavenly Father. Come on, say it like you mean, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I understand
the answer
to every problem
in life
is more of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask your forgiveness. I ask you to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe you rose from the dead, and I believe you're coming again. I say with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. And right now, I just want more and more. By faith, I take everything your word says about what we have in Him. In Him, I have every solution, every power, every benefit, every good thing. I thank you, Father. I want more. I want more. In Jesus' name. Come on, cry out. Say, I want more. I want more. More. More of it.